Any other names?
Automobile or auto. But I just, if you want what I say, I say car.
If something was squeaking, to lubricate it, you'd say you had to
oil it.
Or?
Well, that's what I'd say. But
if you put that hard stuff on it, you'd say you're going to.
Hard stuff.
Well, like you have to, what do you have to do to your car? You have to.
Oh, lubricate.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or what would you do to a pan if you were going to cook in it and you didn't want things to stick?
I would grease it.
Okay, so you'd say, yesterday I
greased the pan.
And if grease got all over your hands, you'd say your hands were all
greasy.
And what do people used to burn in lamps?
Well, kerosene.
Oh. Huh?
Kerosene oil.
Okay. Any other name for that?
I can't think of any other name that I'm familiar with.
Do you ever hear people making a lamp using a rag and a bottle and some kerosene?
No.
Do you ever hear of a flambeau or a bottle lamp?
No.
And inside the tire of the car, you have the inner...
Inside the tire?
Mm-hmm.
You have the inner... Well, I'll just guess. Inner tube.
Okay. And if someone had just built a boat and they were going to put it in the water, they'd say they were going to...
Launch it.
What different kinds of boats do people have around here?
Well, sailboats, rowboats, should say motorboat, cabin cruiser.
Any other name for rowboat?
Well, it's not the same kind of boat, really. I just thought of a canoe, because a lot of people, you know, like to row in a canoe.
Mm-hmm.
But I was thinking of a different style boat than that.
Do you ever hear of a bathtub or a John boat?
No.
And if a child is just learning to dress himself, the mother brings him the clothes and tells him, here, what, your clothes, here
are your clothes.
And if the child's going to the dentist and he was scared, the dentist might say, you don't need to be scared, I.
Probably this won't hurt or I won't hurt you.
Okay. Do you ever use the word ain't?
Very rarely. It's not part of my everyday speech. I'll tell you when I use it sometimes. If I'm around somebody for a long period of time that says it, I'll start saying it a little bit. But it's never really been my normal speech.
It's just something you'd pick up?
Yeah. And it seemed like something I wouldn't want to pick up, and I just did it kind of perversely. I don't know why. You ever do things like that? Just kind of, you know, you concentrate on it so much that the thing you're thinking about not saying, you say.
Did people, when you were going to school, did they try to get you not to say ain't, or did they make a big deal?
Well, the
that?
Teachers, of course, you know, all of my teachers tried to get us to speak proper English. That would not include ain't.
And
my parents didn't say ain't, so that's really, you know, where you pick up your habit, daily habit.
Say if someone asked you, was that you I saw in town yesterday? You might say no.
No, I would just say no, it wasn't me.
Okay. And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
Sample.
And if she sees a dress she likes very much, she'd say the dress was very...